everyone. I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com. And if you haven't had a chance to check me out, I offer personal readings, also distance Reiki sessions. So if you'd like to learn more about that, please go to the blog and you can also schedule through there. Now on to the question. So today's topic, Trump and the shot. Question that was sent to me. I've been wondering if Trump has really been fighting the powers that were. Then why is he enthusiastically supporting the beer bug shot agenda, first by promoting a warp speed rollout, then rushing it through FDA approval, and now encouraging all of his supporters to go get the shot? He's even doubled down, calling any shot hesitancy deranged pseudoscience. This is very disturbing. Beyond political lip service for a man who's expressed his own hesitancy in the past, what has happened? Is and was he compromised? So what's going on here, right? When I look at this, I get that it isn't that he is compromised, it's that he sees how other leaders have gone against this and been taken down. He's trying to regain some kind of a platform out there, and he can only take on a few battles at a time. His priority is to recapture a healthy economy, get people working, stop the printing of money, and slow the rate of inflation. He sees this country just headed in a terrible direction here. If he was to discredit all these things tied to the beer bug, it would make that goal so much harder. And the quickest way to get there would be to somewhat comply, get the nation back on track, and most importantly, allow the my body, my choice, that whole aspect of it, to reside with the people. So he can push it, but what his goal is really to get control of the country and instill some type of, hey, if you don't want to do this and you don't buy into it, you don't have to participate kind of mentality. I see this more like a tactic than a push. This is just his way to try to get back in there. With regard to the actual shot, he was in an election year and his leadership was largely being taken down due to this beer bug and the fallout that all of this caused. The economy was hurt, small businesses are struggling, and there was a huge majority of supporters feeling the wrath of everything that was going on within the country. He was doing what he could to get the country running again to where he had it prior to all this chaos. So he was trying to recapture where it was more earlier in his reign versus toward the end. He was also placating to a Senate and a Congress to get this country to open. No matter what he did, he was fought, good, bad, right, or wrong. Anything he suggested, it was an automatic no, and they would try to shut him down. He proved that no matter what he did or what he said, he couldn't. Everything was going to basically come back to be his fault. Everything that happened, regardless, was blamed on him because that was the narrative and that was the push out there. It confirmed what many already knew, and it opened the eyes to a lot more, because even when he tried to do something that was good for the country, whether you liked the guy or not, he was still trying to help and do the right thing. And rather than vote for the right thing, it was like they were voting against a person, harming themselves and the people in the process. Fast forward all that to 2021. I see that Biden wanted to take credit for the rollout, that Trump had a huge momentum in starting. So Trump was recapturing the credit for what his administration started rather than allow Joe to bask in the glory. He still has an ego here. I'm not saying that Trump doesn't have an ego, but that's what drove him to try to get the more of a stable country going. So with every bad, there can be good too. Everything works in a balance. So whether Trump believed it or not, he didn't want someone else stealing his credit. That is not going to fly past him, and that's why he was so hardcore promoting it and saying, hey, I'm the one that did this here. I see that some of this, yes, it was lip service. Some of it was ego, which I stated above, and some of it was eye-opening, and the goal was to never let the beer bug shot get out there. It was more of a shift of control to a new administration, slowly ruin the economy so socialist state could come in and take over. So they just are using this as an agenda to really fulfill a much bigger agenda. At least that's how it came through to me. So all in all, that's what I got. I'd be curious your thoughts as well. Please feel free to leave a comment. Don't forget to like my videos, subscribe to my channel. All of it helps me out. Again, I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com. Thanks. Bye.